Blog Talk Radio.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken.
About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your needs, go tell the world, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
for the good of them that love the Lord, called according to his purpose. Thank you, Lord. Right where you are. Come on and tell us.
Give God some praise this morning. Come on, just open up your mouth and just thank God for keeping us. Amen. Thank God for just who he is. Amen. Creator of all, in all, for all. Come on, come on. Let's enter in with all faith, trusting God for a mighty move in our lives and the lives of our family. Come on, come on, come on. In the name of Jesus, glory, hallelujah. To your name, God, we thank you. Father God, we come believing this morning. Lord, we come with all faith, oh God, trusting in all things. We come seeking thee first, your kingdom and all your righteousness. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We come give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We want to thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing, all that you've done, and all that you're about to do, because we trust you. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made it. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. We thank you for every breath that I take, hallelujah, every breath that we take, and every hallelujah, every beat of our heart, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, it's you that is our strength. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that even right now, for your words that said while we're praying, you already answered. So we thank you for answered prayers, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we ask that you release your warring angels to war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, and we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare your goodness this morning, my Lord, my God. We bless your holy name, Father God. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord. If there be any wicked way in us, Lord God, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. We come surrendering all over this morning with holding nothing, Lord. Oh, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit right now. Hallelujah. Let that be a great going in this morning, oh God. We come to be changed, oh God. Oh, Lord, hallelujah, make us more like you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we confess our sins to our Father. Let grace and mercy prevail over us. Hallelujah. We decree and declare we have a free passage from our prayer life to ascend into the realm of the supernatural and will not be earthbound. We come into agreement with the Supreme Court of Heaven. Amen. And we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Therefore, we walk from this plane and realm. We decree and declare that the anointing of God breaks every yoke and opens up every portal and assigns angels to reinforce us as we advance in new levels, new dimensions, new realms and territories. Oh, Lord, let there be a breakthrough in the heavens this morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. Oh, Lord, let this be our heart's cry this morning. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that you'll deliver us from all our troubles, oh God, from all our fears, oh God, and those in our families. Oh, Lord, that you remember our prayers, oh God, and bring those in our family out of harm's way. And we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, deliver us by your truth, for your word is truth. Oh, Lord, forgive us of any misdemeanors, of misunderstanding, malice, carnality, rationalization, indifference, hard-heartedness. Father, we decree in the crown that the evil one has no place in us. We decree in the crown, hallelujah, our independence from all strongholds. Oh, Lord, cleanse our minds by the washing of the word. Amen. With your water, creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we humble ourselves. We come with an humble spirit this morning, that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, for you are our strength. And Lord, as we enter in this morning in prayer, we ask that you have your way. We come lifting up and praying for those in our family. And Lord, we ask, oh God, that you will, hallelujah, do a new work in them, Father God. Oh, Lord, change us all and make us more like you. And we thank you for, Lord. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, help us to receive on today what you're saying, oh God. Open up our ears, oh God. Hallelujah. That we may receive from you divine directions and instructions, oh God, of what you will have for us to do. And we shall be obedient to do all that you called us to do, to be obedient to your will. So we bind our mind to the mind of Christ and our will to your will, Heavenly Father. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we just want to say thank you. Let there be a great pouring in this morning. Let revelation and knowledge and wisdom be given unto us, O Lord, of your word, so that we can live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. Oh Lord, let the scripture take root and manifest in us and be engraved on our hearts and mind, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you keep us in perfect peace. Oh Lord, let the wicked be purged out the land, oh God, that we your children may live in peace, oh God, and enjoy this new day you have given us in peace, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we put on us right now the full armor of God, and we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us and protects us, amen, from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. And we take the shield of faith, and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way, and we take the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, and we sever all ties with the enemy. We decree and declare victory over the enemy, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, oh Lord, and keep your warring angels around us and those in our family, oh God, protecting us from seen and unforeseen dangers. Oh Lord, go before us, preparing the way as we go out today. Let us receive traveling grace and mercies, oh God. Bless us in our going and coming, oh God. Oh Lord, go before us, oh God, making every crooked path straight, amen. Uproot every way of the evil works of the enemy, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let confusion come upon the cap of the enemy. Anyone that's been sent from the cap of the enemy, oh God, let them be cut down and pushed back right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you as we receive the victory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. Oh, Father God, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no hiccups, no pullovers, no acts against, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, and we just want to say thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, over every family member, every loved one, all that we have and will have, over our homes and all that's in our homes, amen, over every vehicle, form of transportation we may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ and those of our family may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over, in and around about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our feet may tread, that we may tread, our children's schools, amen, hallelujah. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and all in our family and all that we love and concerned about it. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, hallelujah. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, we come with our faith this morning, and we're trusting you for a miracle, hallelujah, our breakthrough, in our family, in our finances, in our marriages, amen, in our relationships, in our ministries, in our businesses, oh Lord, in our health, in our strength, in our peace, oh God, hallelujah, in our joy, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for it all. Oh Lord, we love you. We thank you that you loved us first. We thank you for this set time that you allowed us to come boldly to the throne room of grace, that we may receive, oh God. And we come to receive this morning. We come walking, hallelujah, in expectations to receive from you on today, oh Lord. So, Lord, let us receive, oh God, all that you have for us this day and this hour, this moment, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, with great understanding. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray for a rain of word this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, turn it around. Oh Lord, turn every situation concerning us and those in our family, Lord. We pray for turnaround this morning. Turn it all around for our good, oh God. Where the things that have been going in the wrong direction, oh God, where things have been happening, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, that is not for our good, oh God. Turn it around for our good, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every curse that the enemy has set up, oh God, hallelujah, let it be turned, oh God, to a blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name. And Father God, I pray that me and your daughter Joy go through these 40 days, oh God. Oh Lord, do a new thing, oh God. Let revelation and knowledge come, oh God, freely. Let it flow, oh God. Let your Holy Spirit take place, oh God. Let your Holy Spirit just move mind and saturate the atmosphere that we're in, oh God, that we may, hallelujah, that it may be conducive, that we may receive from your Holy Spirit, oh God. And we just want to say thank you for it all. Lord, we pray for divine positioning for our lives and divine, hallelujah, order in our lives, amen. We pray for continued guidance and leading of the Holy Spirit, amen, that we would truly be blessed and protected, hallelujah, because we would be a covenant, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Help us not to be tempted by the world of things and possession of people and conversations of this world, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, let us not enter to gossip, oh God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that it would take us out of your will, oh God, that it would give the enemy right to operate, oh God. Help us, oh God, to stay in thy will. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. But we know that all good things coming from you, oh God. And we know, oh God, that all things work together for the good of those who love you and are called according to your purpose. And we decree and declare that we are the one. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. For you are our strength. Oh Lord, we come expecting miracles in our lives. We know that you are a miracle-working God. That you're still working miracles on, even on today. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your finished work on Calvary. We thank you that you did it all. You left nothing unfinished. So, Lord, we pray that we leave nothing unfinished. We come against every lying spirit, every manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, spirit of bitterness, resentment, spirit of jealousy, spirit of addiction, spirit of pride, fear, oppression, depression. We come against every spirit of destruction and death, premature death. We come against every spirit of every hindering spirit, amen. We come against every, hallelujah, every spirit of, hallelujah, procrastination, stagnation, limitation. We come against every spirit of confusion, every spirit of distraction. We come against every spirit, hallelujah, of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, and viruses. We come against every spirit of gluttony and mammon. We come against every spirit of, hallelujah, guilt, shame, and condemnation, poverty, lack, and death. We come against every spirit, hallelujah, of self-criticalness, self-delusion. Any spirit that's operating us outside the Holy Spirit, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out of us. Come out of our bloodline. Come out of our home. Come out of our relationships and all that we have right now. Come out. Come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Loose your hold and never to return. Be uprooted and cast down right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and the Holy Spirit of the living God. We ask you to fill these areas where the enemy has faced you. Fill us to overflow. Fill these your temples with as much Shekinah glory as possible. Oh Lord, we need your glory. And we thank you for it, Lord, as we receive it by faith. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are blessed. If we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things well, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, give God some praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, for you are our shepherd and we share our one. You are the head of our life and the lifter of our head.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to say thank you. You didn't have to keep us here, but you did. Thank you that you remembered us on today, amen. That you awaken our sleeping spirits, amen. We thank you, Lord. And so we don't take this day for granted. Because we know that there was some that called this day, oh God, but did not see this new day. So we thank you. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Good morning. Good morning, Twan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Doing good. Doing good.
just, you know, it's just, it's exhausted, but I'm up and I'm awake and I'm here. I've been kept, so I'm blessed. Feeling fine.
Hey, man, it's just me and you on the line this morning, on Monday morning. We have our intercessory prayer at 6 a.m. So that's why I had you to call this line. So on Mondays, you'll call this line during our 40 days, and the rest of the days we'll call your phone directly. But just this morning, we're on this line. So if, in case anybody else come on, they won't say, oh, I was there, you wasn't on the line for us. And I'm like,
right,
oh, that's
right.
Here. Yeah, so
okay.
We just thank God for
this happening this year.
Uh-huh. So we just say, it's me and you this morning. So look, sometimes people are just going to sleep in and they're like, I don't need to get up and go play. I'll play by myself. But it's here and available for those that want to come in and have prayer together and touch and agree, because we know there's power in agreement. And we just thank God this morning for doing these 40 days of prayer and fasting. I'm always going to ask you, is there anything that you want to talk about, anything you want to get off your chest before we enter into our prayer? It's present and forward always so that we can enter in. But is there anything that you want to talk about, anything that's on your heart this morning?
Yeah, my sister is on my heart this morning, my little sister Devon. Her boyfriend and the child of her father was shot and killed. And, she's been on my heart. And his soul has been, you know, on my heart as well. I don't know how to explain it, you know, but I just kind of, it just, when it first happened, it was, when it first happened, she called me while we were on the prayer line on Saturday, and I just, while you were praying and while we were praying, I just felt a chill go through my body, and then she called, and then she asked me to pray for her, so I prayed for her. And she was just crying, you know, hysterical. And then afterwards, she got the news. And all I could just picture is, you know, is his soul just, you know, just wondering, was he saved? Was his soul saved? You know. And then just thinking about the opportunity there for other souls to be saved. Due to his death. And, you know, I could just picture his soul just frantic, just running, you know, just kind of more so like, you know, what did I do? You know, I hope my family is not mad at me. You know, tell Devon I love her, tell her I'm sorry. You know, I just kind of just felt that, you know, that she's just been on my heart and his soul has been on my heart, if I explain it right, you know, if you understand how I'm explaining it. But it's just kind of, you know, she's been on my heart lately. So I was just, that's really what I've been feeling.
Oh, yeah. We pray that God will comfort and give peace to the family. And that God would just draw them nigh unto him in this day and this hour, that they may receive comfort, because he is the Lord of all comfort. All things are found in him. And so we lift them up this morning. Father God, we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you do. Oh, God, you say that we should joy in all. You know, we also should. We should mourn with those that mourn, oh God, and rejoice with those that rejoice. Amen. We should celebrate them. So, Lord, we come and ask in the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, as we mourn with them and say, oh God, Lord, we ask that joy come. Oh Lord, we decree and declare that we can do it through it for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. We decree and declare your joy, oh God. No one can understand your joy, the unspeakable joy, oh God, that you give to your children, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we ask even right now, that peace come to that family, oh God. Oh Lord, wrap your arms around them, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, draw them near, oh God, that they may receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Lord, touch their life in a mighty way, Father God, even in this time of loss, in this time of trauma, oh God. Oh Lord, let them see, oh God, and receive and walk in your light, oh God. Lord, I pray that they all will come out of darkness and operate in your glorious light, oh God, from this day forth, amen, and for the rest of their lives, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for your comfort, oh God. Let your peace reign in that family, Lord, like never before, mm-hmm. Father God. The peace, amen, is the peace that you say, Lord Jesus, that you give, the peace that surpasses all understanding. We understand that the world comes and taken away the things of the world. But Lord, you said, oh God, you said that I give you the peace and not that of the world, so the world cannot mm-hmm. take it away. So we just want to say thank you for the peace, oh God. And Lord, we pray that you would continue to be their strength. The Bible mm-hmm. says the joy of the Lord is our strength. So Lord, we pray. Let it be for divorce. And her boyfriend and his family, Father God, the grieving family. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord, I just want to say thank you for every tear that they cry. Lord, let joy mm-hmm. come mm-hmm. even more. And we just want to mm-hmm. say thank you as we touch on the feet this morning. We thank you for mm-hmm. that. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. So God be the glory. Mm-hmm. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes, so when we give it all over to God, and you give mm-hmm. it all over to God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Trouble, the preferred is always was he or she saved, you know, and mm-hmm. we have peace and knowing. It's what, you know, oh, I know mama was saved. I know grandmother was saved. I know, you know, and that's our whole thing, too. Did they, were they saved? Did they receive mm-hmm. Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior? Did they, you know, and that brings comfort to those that are still here, knowing, I know my brother, I know my sister, I know, you know, my friend was saved, and he or she mm-hmm. was a woman, a man, and his mm-hmm. home was there with our father. But everyone has to stand before God. Mm-hmm. Every one of us, mm-hmm. the saved and the unsaved, has to stand before God. My Lord, my God, and Lord, we profess our prayer that all be saved, that all will come to repentance, that all will come mm-hmm. to know Christ and receive Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. It is all about what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, just like that, and it's hard for people to believe. It's hard mm-hmm. for them to receive that. It's only one way. They just can't believe. It's only one. And they'll tell you, why is it just one way? Why it got to be just one way? Why mm-hmm. I can't be many ways? I don't believe it's just one way. And that right there will keep them out of heaven. That right mm-hmm. there will keep them from their sins being forgiven, because there's only one that God sent mm-hmm. for the remission of sins, which is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Only one to reconcile us back to God, the one that he sent, his son, his spirit, them in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
My Lord, mm-hmm. and people have a hard time believing it. And I say this, where does the air come from? Where does the wind? Where does it come? Where does it come
mm-hmm,
from?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You believe it. Yeah. You can't see it, but it exists.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Many things are created. Who created? Not one man can tell you. I created it. I made the bear. No man can tell you. I created, mm-hmm. made the lion. I made the fire. No man can tell you that they went into a mm-hmm. lab and created these animals, the tree. No man can tell you that. No man created the seed that it grows from.
Yes.
We get the seed. Come on now. We.
Mm-hmm.
You can go in the store and buy seeds to grow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But where does the seed come from?
Right.
Amen. God give it all. The Bible says he gives seed to the soil. And people have a hard time believing that. And because of their unbelief. The Bible said in the Bible, Jesus said many could not be saved because of their unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
He came to heal so many. There were a few that were healed, but many could not be healed because of their unbelief.
Mm.
My Lord, mm. my God, I'm so grateful this morning. And I thank mm-hmm. God, because we have the power. We really have so much power. We could come against anything that's attacking us in the name of Jesus.
in the name of Jesus, that our faith, in, you know, even in our minds, because that's what the enemy is trying to feel in our mind and our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that we have to know how to cast those things down. Cast out those things, imagination. Cast it down. Don't let it fester. Don't let it grow. Don't let it become even more. Every time it speaks, you got to speak to it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Lord, my God. And we just thank God. We thank God. Because the more you go deeper, the more the enemy is going to try to attack you.
Mm-hmm.
The more you go deeper and you're walking and you're calling, the attacks are going to come. But you got to understand you have what you need to overcome the evil.
Amen.
The devil. You have it. You just got to remember that I have the power. I have the power.
Yes, I do.
And remember, you have it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, our scripture is going to be coming out the book of Jude, chapter. It's only one chapter in Jude. So it's verse 20 through 25. Hallelujah. And Jude is right before Revelation.
Okay. Jude 125. Mm-hmm. 120?
Oh, no, it's just 20. It's only one one chapter in Jude, and it's going to be verse 20 through 25.
Okay. You heard that.
Amen. The Bible says in the book, and I'm in the New King James Version. What's your version of your Bible?
New King James Version.
Yeah, are you in the New King James?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so Jude 20 through 25, the Bible says, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Verse 22 said, and on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 24 says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. When we look at these scriptures here, amen, and you look at the header, it says maintaining your life with God, understanding, praying in the Holy Spirit means praying in the power and strength of the Holy Spirit. It says he prays for us, it opens our minds to Jesus and teaches us about him. See, to keep yourself in the love of God means to live close to God and his people, not listening to false teachers or who would try to pull you away from him. A lot of people believe everybody that call themselves pastors and prophets and evangelists and apostles and stuff, that they all come from God. We have to understand there's two kingdoms operate here, two invisible kingdoms, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
So go and look like you gotta really try their spirit and know.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So when we look at verse 22 here and 23, effective witnesses save people from God's judgment. See, we witness to some through our compassion and kindness. And to others, we witness as if we are snatching them from the eternal fire. I want you to understand that. Hallelujah. To hate even the garment defiled by the flesh means that we are to hate the sin, but we must witness to and love the sinner. See, unbelievers, no matter how successful they seem by worldly standards, are lost and in need of salvation. We should not take witness lightly. It is a matter of life and death. It is that. I put on Facebook last night, it was around about midnight, I was up, and I said, just because you can't see my blessing doesn't mean I'm not blessed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just because some people, they count it, you blessed when you get that new car or you get that new house or, you get more money, you get that promotion. But when you have a relationship with God,
you're blessed.
That's a blessing. It's going to happen. They start telling you and saying, hey, can you pray with me? I know you can get a prayer through the God. I know you always in the presence of God. I know God hears your prayers. It's not nothing like having that relationship with God. Only those who have that relationship as we come aside from the worldly things. We come aside, amen, hallelujah, and we have that time with our Heavenly Father. It is so important. Hallelujah. When we look at verse 23 also, and try to find common ground with those to whom we witness, we must be careful not to fall into the quicksand of compromise. When reaching out to others, we must be sure that our own footing is safe and secure. So be careful not to become so much like non-Christians that no one can tell who you are or what you believe. Influence them for Christ. Don't allow them to influence you to sin. Because I'm telling you, it is easy. It's such a thin line. And you'll find yourself on the other side of the line. Instead of you pulling them out, they'll be pulling you in. Then you find yourself drinking and cussing and fighting and fussing. You'll find yourself talking the way they talk. You'll find yourself dressing the way they dress. Now you're looking more like them. It's very important. You got to realize, say, wait a minute, hold on. This thing is going in the wrong direction. Hold on. I'm starting to look and sound more like them. I'm starting to act more like them. They're not going to be able to tell us apart. Because your conversation has become their conversation. My Lord, my God. Amen. We thank God for the word this morning. We thank God for the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the last few scriptures there, Lord God. Since as the letter begins, so it ends with assurance. God keeps believers from falling prey to false teachers. Although false teachers are widespread and dangerous, we don't have to be afraid if we trust God and are rooted and grounded in Him. You know, and then sometimes we have a hard time because we see all these mega churches and all these big time pastors, and it's just a lot going on, and it's hard. It makes it hard. You know, even for the believer and the unbeliever to come in, the believer to stay. You know what I mean? Because all these false teachings. And you got to be careful. Got to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Even during these 40 days, you know, you're going to be really sensitive to the Holy Spirit. And that's why you can't go out to, got to be careful where you're going and what conversations that you're having. That's why during these 40 days, you want to limit your conversation. Those conversations, multiple conversations. So we thank God. We thank God. In verse 24 and 25 here, and I'll wrap us up here in our scripture this morning, to be sinless and perfect, faultless, will be the ultimate condition of a believer when we finally see Christ face to face. When Christ appears and we are given our new bodies, we will be like Christ. Amen. And hallelujah. And so Christ's presence will be more wonderful than we could ever imagine. My Lord, my God, God can keep us from falling, and He guarantees that if we remain faithful, He will bring us into His presence and give us everlasting joy. Hallelujah. Amen. I pray this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of your word. It is my prayer that we be the doers of your word, and we just want to say thank you, Lord, that it is done in Jesus Christ's holy name. To God be the glory. Amen. I pray this morning. We're going to pray prayers. First of all, I pray this morning for divine order, for our lives, divine position that we can receive from God. Amen, especially in these 40 days that then we can go out and go where God is sending us, amen, for divine direction and instruction and leading by the Holy Spirit. I'm going to pray this morning for the fire of God to increase upon our life, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. So let us pray this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ricardo, Oshana, Riki, Shataya. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oshata, Mariki, Shiti. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name. Father God, it's me and your daughter, Torn, come this morning. We come with all faith, oh God, with our combined faith, believing and trusting you for a mighty move in both our lives like never before. Amen. Lord, we come to be changed, oh God. Oh, Lord, from the inside out, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you for the change right now. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name, Father. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that eyes have not seen, or ears have heard, or entered into the hearts of men the plans that you have for us as your children. And we just want to say thank you. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way. Holy Spirit of God, fill us afresh right now. Fill us afresh where we've been emptied up. Fill us afresh, Holy Spirit. Renew us. Renew the fire within us. Renew the zeal, the passion, and the desire to serve God. Renew us, Holy Spirit. Refresh us, Lord God. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, incubate us with the fire of the Holy Ghost. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Every anti-abundance in our life, break right now and be destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, wherever the devil has put limitations up, that we will not have the power of God on our life. We break those limitations right now, amen? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, and we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. All spiritual strangers in our life, flee from our spirit right now. Holy Spirit, fill us with fire. Fill us with the fire of God, amen? Fill us with the fire. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you that you are doing a new thing in our lives right now. Lord, you are worthy of all praise, and we give it to you right now. All glory and honor, oh God, belongs to you. All spiritual strangers in our life, flee from our spirit right now. Holy Spirit, fill us, hallelujah. Fill us up by your fire, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, catapult our spiritual life to the mountaintop. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, take us from where we are right now to another level, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your glory shine forth in our life, oh, Lord. Let us go to another level in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We glorify and magnify you, oh, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, open up our eyes and our ears to receive wondrous things from you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, use us for your glory. Let us be holy. Let us do mighty things, oh, God, for you. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father God, release your tongue of fire upon our life. Release your tongue of fire upon the life of our family, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Release your tongue of fire upon our life this day. Let tongues of fire come upon our life and burn up all spiritual filthiness in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord Jesus, whether there's any filthiness, let it be burnt away and let it be replaced with the burning fire of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, heal every area of our lives where there's been any backsliding and hurt, pain, disappointment, and limitations. Oh, Lord, heal us completely, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, open up our understanding to learn the scriptures. When we read your word, let our understanding of the scripture, let the fire burn up in us. Let the fire even become more. Let the fire become a furnace. Let the anointing of your fire upon our life become even more in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, awaken up us, oh God, from any spiritual sleep. Help us to put on the full light. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, wherever we've been, and they put us in some kind of spiritual sleep, hallelujah, trying to make us numb to your voice, wherever they try to put a stoppage in our growth, in you, oh God, let it be, let us continue to grow up, remove all numbness, all spiritual sleep, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, amen. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we stand against anything in our life that will cause us to stumble, in the name of Jesus Christ, all bad fruit in our life, we put a stop to you right now, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all bear fruit that's causing a wrong reaction, we put a stop to you right now, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we speak into being the fruit of the Spirit in our lives, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, empower us to stand firm against all schemes and techniques of the devil, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, give us the strength to stand firm, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, empower us to stay away from anything or anybody who might try to take your place in our lives. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Empower us to give us strength, oh God. Understand.
understand and ability and grace to stay away from anything or anybody that may cause us to stumble and fall. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. We receive power to mount up on wings like eagles in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, wherever we've been weak, give us power right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Right now in the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare war against every spiritual ignorance in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every spiritual force and spiritual ignorance that's trying to pull us back, we declare and declare war against it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare from Job 22 verse 28 that hallelujah, that you evil forces are defeated. Amen. Right now in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind up and cast out every unteachable spirit. We shall walk in holiness every day of our lives. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, multitudes will go to heaven because of our lives. Our life will be a vessel for the living God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we glorify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Because of our life, God will use us mightily. Amen. Hallelujah. We give our life as a living sacrifice to God. Hallelujah. Glory for the God and God's kingdom to be pushed forward. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are with us and that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And every power from our Father God working against our salvation, we command you to die right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes.
Every evil witchcraft power in our family house, in our bloodline that's working against our salvation, we declare and declare you must die in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, break us and remold us in the name of Jesus Christ right now. We receive fresh fire, fresh anointing, fresh oil in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Fresh anointing of the Holy Ghost upon our life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare from this day forth we will never be the same. We're going to another level in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We will not be amidst by error in the name of Jesus Christ. We shall be an arrow that is fired and goes well and accomplishes mission in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any foundation of power working against us in our salvation be destroyed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every yoke working against our spiritual growth in our life, in our careers, in our marriage, in our womb, in our ministry, in our peace, in our wisdom, in our knowledge, we destroy you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Heavenly Father, we thank you that it is done and complete. We thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for unity. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you that you are with us.
Amen.
We thank you that you're with our family, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, we pray, oh God, that all be saved.
Yes.
Lord, we pray, oh God, that even this day, oh God, even in this hour, oh God, that you will prepare and thrust the right labels across the lives of those that are lost. Every man, woman, and child from this end of the earth forward, oh God, that they may receive your word in a mighty way. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We pray for more laborers to go out. And we just want to say thank you, oh God.
Mm-hmm.
We pray that you will open up doors, oh God, doors of blessings in our lives, spiritual doors of blessings. Open doors wherever we need to go in that direction that you want us to go in, Lord. Open those doors, doors of blessings, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Close doors of evil, shut doors of evil, open up doors of blessings, Lord. And we just want to say thank you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare no more setbacks, no more bondage, amen, hallelujah, no more missed opportunities, no more losses. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that we're co-heirs to the kingdom of God. We will not take any substitutes, amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
And we just want to say thank you. And our life is going to another level, from glory to glory. God is going to use us mighty. We decree and declare, amen, that we are successful, that breakthrough has come of God's goodness and our finances are increasing, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, in the name of God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Father God, we decree and declare, hallelujah, that you're with us, oh God. It is you that guides us and instructs us by the Holy Spirit. It is you, oh God, that corrects us, oh God, and keeps us on the path of righteousness. And we just want to say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that every spiritual cataract has been removed from our eyes. We thank you, Lord God, that our ears have been unplugged, amen. Hallelujah. For every spiritual gift that has been removed, amen. We thank you, Lord God, for loosing our tongues, Lord God, that we will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for your Shekinah glory. And Lord, we pray for the land of Jerusalem and all its people. God bless America.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you, Father God. Thank you for your hedge of protection. We decree and declare that all things are working together for our good. We thank you for turning it around for our good. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we shall testify the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We shall live and not die.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for it, Lord. We bless you, Lord. And Father God, we ask, oh God, that every evil work, oh God, be destroyed in our lives and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about in their lives. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, glory to your name, God. We walk in expectation, oh God, as we start this first day and these 40 days, oh Lord, be our strength.
Mm-hmm.
Be our strength, oh God. Give those powers, oh God, for us to come aside. Amen and pray. And we thank you, Lord God. Lord, I pray, oh God, for fresh oil upon the head of your daughter tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh anointing, oh God, fresh revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Do it in 40 days, oh God. Do a new work in her, Father God. Oh, Lord, touch in the pit of her stomach this morning. Oh, Lord, let your power radiate through her whole body.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, as she dreams dreams, oh, God, let her receive the interpretation of these dreams, oh, God. Make us understand and know the calling that's on her life, oh, God.
Even
more. And we just want to say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Mm-hmm. We decree and declare that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are the head and not the tail on top and not beneath, and we don't owe anyone anything but to love them.
Mm-hmm.
We are the righteousness of God. We are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Amen. We're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, healed by the stripes of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we're walking in our season of record-breaking miracles, signs and wonders of God's divine blessings and favor upon our lives. God's mercy and grace, amen. God's love, peace, and protection. God's provision, God's prosperity. Oh, Lord, we thank you right now. We bless your holy name, Father. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things fulfill. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us both. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This morning we lift up our family. We lift up our children. Father God, to you. We lift up our husband, oh Lord. We lift up our, hallelujah, our mother, our father. Hallelujah. Every member of our family, oh God. And Lord, we just pray that your hand of protection be around us. Lord, we pray even in this hour, God, that they will wake up and seek you, Father. Lord, we pray that they will have a great a relationship with you like never before. And we come against the spirit of addiction, alcohol addiction, drug addiction, addiction to food, addiction to pornography, addiction, oh God, any addiction that we may be dealing with, those in our family. We come against it right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, and we decree and declare that we are delivered from every way and form of addiction. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, help us and help those in our family. Oh, Lord, remember our prayers, oh God, and bring our family out of harm's way. And we just want to thank you for it all. Oh, Lord, heal the sick, oh God. Bring peace, oh God, to the weary. Bring joy, oh God, to those, oh Lord, that are operating in sadness and sorrow, oh God. Comfort those, oh God, that are needing comfort. Lord, feed the hungry, oh God. Give water to the thirsty, oh God. And we just want to thank you, Lord God, because we know that you're able. The Bible says, a man is impossible. But with you, Heavenly Father, all things are possible. And we stand on your word. And we stand on your promises. And yes, and amen. And it is so. And it shall be no other way. We thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things for sin and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us both. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, shout out to him for safety. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We lift our hands to you, oh God. We surrender. And everything that we're holding on to and carrying, we give it all over to you. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We take on the yoke of Jesus Christ. As we said, it is easy. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you this morning, Twan. God bless you before I release the pastor's blessing. I'll give you this time to speak. Go ahead. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. Do you have anything you want to say?
No, I'm just grateful and I'm looking forward to this 40 days. And all I can think about is strengthening the armor of God. I'm really looking forward to strengthening the Word of God in the way of getting more into the Word, studying more, and just kind of leaning on the Word and my knowledge and my understanding and the wisdom of God. So I'm looking forward to strengthening all of those areas, you know, getting into my Bible. I'm looking forward to the start of the journey.
So amen.
I'm excited.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what you want to do is take time out throughout the day and pray. It's not, it don't have to be long prayers, but just taking that time out to come aside and pray throughout the day. And just filling yourself up with the Word of God. You know, it's going to be able to listen to give your eyes to your ears to, you know, get your gospel on. They have many, if I'm going to be watching TV video or stream, they have many Christian-based movies like that. So you definitely want to fill yourself up with that, you know.
Okay.
Different books of the Bible. Even on YouTube, if you go on to the to YouTube and look up the books of the Bible, that has a movie, you know, an actual theatrical movie of it, of each book of the Bible.
Okay.
So, yeah, so during these 40 days, so you just get on into it and come aside, and I'll be getting back with you here this evening.
Okay.
Just let me know what's a good time. No, we haven't set a time yet, but it'll be a good time of just...
Okay.
Y'all think we say like 9 o'clock?
Yeah, 9 o'clock.
Okay, so we'll, at 9 o'clock I'll be calling you, and we'll just have our time of, not a long time, we just the Word of God and just kind of going over those scriptures. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, I thank God for you this morning. And God bless you. I look forward to talking to you this evening. So God bless you, and may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. Walk in this divine assurance that the victory is already yours. Your enemies have been defeated. The answers are already on the way. The Lord of heaven, hallelujah, is the God of all gods. And there is, hallelujah, there is none like unto him. Amen. Not in the heavens above or on the earth below. From everlasting to everlasting, he is God. And he will demonstrate himself to be a miracle working. Amen, God, in your life. Because we believe, amen. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. God bless you.
Amen.
I love you. Thank you. So we'll be on our
We won't be on the phone, so I'll be calling your direct phone, okay?
Okay. All right.
God bless you. Love you.
Same to you. Love you.
Love you too. Bye-bye.